You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello and welcome back. I think this is week 17. It's me, your host, Daniel, and we got a special show for you because it's Fun Drive. Yep, that's right. It's the fifth annual CJSF Fun Drive. Of course, I haven't been here for 5 years. I've only been here for a few months, so not a long time, but I hope it's been a good time. I hope everybody out there has enjoyed listening to my show. Every single one of you listeners out there, I got a special show for you today. We're going to do a bit of a history dive. We're going to go back to the 70s, then the 80s, then the 90s, then we're going to go in 2000s, 2010s, and then 2023, going back each decade. So we're going to be starting here in 1973. I got a great tune for you, one of my favorites. This is Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man, that which has been recorded a few times, but this one here from the album Headhunters is my favorite. So I'm going to start us off with that. And since it's Fun Drive, you know, we are accepting donations all week. I know for a lot of listeners out there, and me too, especially people in my generation, music is kind of like a mood, or I guess you'd say a vibe. I don't really like using that, but, you know, music is a vibe, and it's got a subjective quality that really does influence at least my day-to-day. And having the opportunity to come out here and play tunes for you out there and also get new tunes through the playlist and new tunes recommended from everybody here and shows that I've been tuning into now since I started here has really changed like my entire experience of music. Community really has brought me new tunes that have changed my emotional experience of life and thus have changed my life. So I'm going to start us off here in the 70s, 1973, 50-year anniversary of this tune here, Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. Oh, Again, that track you heard right there, Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. Great tune. Actually first written, I believe, in the 60s for Herbie's debut album, but then re-recorded time and time again. There is a version by Mongo Santa Maria that is a hit internationally. I think it's like a huge song with Brazilian, or I guess Portuguese lyrics. I do love that version, but something about that one and the fact that it's now 50 years old and it still sounds so fresh, you know? Like, there are not a lot of bands that I hear that still sound that fresh. But yeah, I'd like to, for all the listeners out there, you know, focus on music that's not only present, but also music that is from whatever era, you know, for whatever age you are listening out there, and play some of the tunes from your era, and then maybe get you to listen to some new tunes from my era so that you can keep listening to it, because I know some people who are a bit older and they only listen to the same couple albums every single day, and I can't imagine that. So, like, I'm glad that we have the opportunity for me to get on radio and play for you all kinds of music, old and new, that will keep you listening even into your older years. Next up, we got another song from 1973. This one, Moonshake by Can. Enjoy. Again, was Can Moonshake, 1973, the album Future Days, one of my favorites. Can, of course, out of Germany, are one of the greatest krautrock bands that I've ever heard. Krautrock, a funny little genre name indicating that they are rockers from Germany. I always get a little laugh from hearing that, but we're going to be jumping into the next decade now. We're going to be moving into 1983. These albums are now 40 years old, or the songs that I'm going to play you are now at least 40 years old. We're going to start off here with some New Order, who formerly were Joy Division. I love New Order and I love Joy Division, so it's always tough to kind of pick my favorite. This one here is called Your Silent Face, and it's off the album The Age of Innocence from 1983. I hope you enjoy.
be quite the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no color, just silence. Rise and fall of shame. Search that shall remain. We asked you what you'd seen. You said you didn't care. In a vacuum may seem a waste of time. It's always been just the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no lyrics, just nothing. A sign that leads the way. A path we cannot take. You caught me at a bad time. So why don't you piss off?
Again, was New Order's Your Silent Face, a classic track. It also, despite the synth sounding a bit dated, does not sound dated to me. It sounds really fresh, and I remember the first time I heard that, I fell in love with the album. Of course, I came from Joy Division, so it was a bit of a change-up, but I really do like Bernard Summer on the vocals. So I hope anybody listening out there any of you listeners, like, you know, I know when I listen to radio, it's often in my car, and so I'll be flipping through the stations, seeking through them until I catch a melody or a beat I like, and then finally I'll, like, unseek it and, like, listen to the track. I hope some of you listeners out there have caught me that way and are appreciating the music that I'm putting on. I know some of you are calling in, and you do appreciate it, and I love that. And if you do appreciate, make sure for the fund drive to donate at cjsf.ca/donate, just to show your appreciation. I'm legitimately excited for the new antenna that we're getting, because I actually personally live out in Surrey, and I know when I'm driving in Surrey and I have 90.1 on, it does have interference with an American station, and it really does piss me off, because some of my favorite shows are on my drive home from work, like the Pirates of the Caribbean show, that one is great, or Yuka Stereo. And often I'll get really great signal when I'm at work and driving home, and then as soon as I hit Surrey, it kind of poops out. So the money is going to a good place to help expand it out and make sure everybody's going to be able to listen. So we're going to stay in the 1980s, but we're going to switch up the song completely. This is Tom Waits, the song Underground off Swordfish Trombones. Again, Tom Waits, the song Underground off the album Swordfish Trombones, 1983. I really love Tom Waits because he had a different sound, especially for the 80s, with his focus on, like, actually recording every sound. So, you know, some of those drums are just plank of wood hitting a cabinet, things like that, rather than it all just being the synthesized and gated drums that you hear. Don't get me wrong, I love those 80s drums, but it's always good to hear something kind of left field, and especially with that terrific lyricism, really paints an atmosphere and paints a full picture. But going to hop out of the 80s now. We're going to move into the 90s. Just got one track for you. One of my favorite songs of the entire 90s. This is from a 1993 album by Bjork. Her debut album. Not actually her debut. She did have an album before that. But her debut album as Bjork. And this one here is one of the singles, Venus as a Boy. Well, again, Bjork, Venus as a Boy off debut. Hope you're enjoying the fun drive so far. I decided to keep it a little more structured in my show today. Normally I'm pretty eclectic, playing a ton of new music and obviously some favorites here and there, but decided to do like a little bit of a timeline thing for this episode, and we've now reached 2003, so that's 20 years ago. That's actually, I believe, the first time that this radio station, CJSF, broadcasted on 90.1 FM on the actual radio. So it's also 20th anniversary to go along with the 6th annual fun drive. So I hope this timeline really keeps things in perspective and shows how, like, regardless of era, music is still fresh. And obviously, I still got some new music for you at the end. I'm going to play a few tracks, but I'm going to stick in 2003 with one of my favorites. This is Sweet Trip, the song Disco off Velocity Design Comfort.